You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Are there two K's or one in Faker?
I believe it's one.
I believe you're
just
right.
Just fake and throw an R on the end.
Can we?
are we going to break this down? We're going to dissect this?
We are. We're going to verbally dissect it.
We reopen the file called Dana is still sick? Question mark.
Can we go through that opening?
I want
that first sentence and then that cough.
Okay. Okay. That was a very convincing cough.
It wasn't? Okay.
Do-do-do. And go.
It's me.
Okay. Isolate that cough. Can you isolate that cough for me? Because there's a little. Okay. You know what that cough says to me? Whole nine.
It is a very dangerous game we play, Scott.
If you haven't figured it out yet. She knows I'm kidding.
Dana is off again today. She is still under the weather.
Commander Jesse Reed will be joining us in the 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock hour this afternoon. It is a Festivus Friday day, which is brought to you by Q39.
Yeah, it is. Make that a hotkey.
Get your Q picks today at Q39KC.com. I drove. Okay. By the way, as far as I'm concerned, you can play that all day long.
You were exceptionally late today, Scott Parks.
I did. I drove by the Mission Gateway Project.
And so,
let me backtrack. So Maya was home. Oh, my God. Sam, it was so nice. I had both kids home on the same morning. And it felt like the old days again.
The nest was full.
It was.
Once again.
And Sarah brought over her sweet puppy.
Aww.
I call her Ozzy because it's Ahsoka. Whatever the name is from Star
Ahsoka
Wars.
Ahsoka the carpet.
And she didn't, thank God. But it was nice just to have a dog in the house again. And she drank out of Stella's old bowl.
No way.
Yeah.
Do you still have old Stella stuff laying around, like a bed or?
So, no, I got rid of her bed. I have her bowls. I have her leash. I have a clay paw print that they do when you put your dog down.
Very sweet.
And a tuff of her hair.
Okay.
And 1,000 pictures that, oh my God.
So the nest was full this morning.
Yes, and we had a dog there, and it was awesome.
Breakfast.
We had pancake breakfast.
Felt like the old days.
It did. It did, Sam. Man, I mean, if a grown man cries, I could have cried today.
I was going to say, did you walk into the bathroom and shed a tear?
No, I didn't.
You can't let them see you cry.
Well, I didn't cry, but it was, you know, and those of you who listen to the show who are younger, you'll understand someday. Those of you who listen to the show who happen to be older, I think we're already speaking the same language. You hate to see them go, and damn, it's nice when they come back.
Oh, yeah. And you love how successful they're becoming and going off and building their own lives, and you get to see the success story that you created. Kind of like when your mom would go to almost Kiss shows.
No. Kind of like my mom when we would drive down Vine Street in Nebraska, and the car never even came to a complete stop. You guys think I'm making that up.
Duck and roll.
I don't think I am. Duck and roll will be back in a moment with your luggage.
That's right.
So, anyway.
So then you left to come to work.
No, screw my life. How's the new house?
Oh, it is awesome.
So did you move in last night?
We started the move-in process. So our original idea, we have our apartment until the middle of July.
What?
I know. Well,
it's not even June.
I know. It wasn't supposed to happen this quick, but we found a home that we fell in love with and, you know. When the time is right, you got to pull the trigger, otherwise it's going to be gone. And so we ended up moving pretty quickly on the home sale thing. Pretty quickly on the home sale thing.
But this is the house that you want, right?
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous.
You guys didn't settle or anything like that,
No. This is exactly what we wanted. That's the reason why we decided to go ahead and start the process as early as we did, because we found the perfect home. So took possession yesterday, and last night went home and totally blew the whole move in slowly thing out of the water. We had about 30 crates packed up, and I drive a truck. It's You joke that it's a giant truck, but in reality, it's a very small truck.
On big wheels.
Yeah, it's just got a big lift. Man, I packed like 20 totes.
Because you're excited, man.
Yeah, and so I went straight home, and sweat was coming out of everywhere because I was carrying these super heavy totes down three flights of stairs, got the truck loaded up, and drove over to the new house, unloaded everything into the garage, and the girlfriend brought over Chipotle, and we sat on our brand-new screened-in porch and had some Chipotle and watched the sunset.
I am so happy for you.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, it went from we're going to slowly move in over the course of a month and a half to we'll probably be moved in by Monday night.
So did you spend the night at the new house last night or did you sleep at the apartment?
Went back to the apartment. Went back to the second home, as we're joking now. And then, yeah, everybody's banding together tomorrow morning. We're going to just go crazy in the rain for 2 days.
Oh, yeah. The weather forecast is not good. Let me look at that for a second. I have a friend coming into town this weekend.
Yeah. So it's going to be raining tomorrow afternoon, most of the day Sunday, and quite a bit Monday afternoon.
So tomorrow, 60% chance of rain, high of 68.
Yeah.
Sunday, 80% chance of rain.
Sunday's going to be the bad one.
High of 64. Monday, 70% chance of rain, 63. And then Tuesday, 50% chance of rain and a high of 68.
So thankfully, we've got the movers coming on Sunday, so they'll wrap all the big stuff up and it'll be
you hired movers.
Protected from the rain. Yeah, we decided, I decided.
You're a young couple.
Burly man. I can carry all the totes down the stairs by myself, but when it comes to the couch and the dresser and all the super heavy stuff, I'm not going to go ahead and bear that brunt.
Who did you hire, can I ask?
I don't remember the name of the company. It was a really good bid. I mean, it was like 15 items that we needed moved, and it was a really good bid, like $500. So not bad at all.
I would have done it for $450. Former professional mover here.
You offered to help me move, and then I told you that we currently live on the third floor.
And I bagged out.
Your immediate response was, nope.
I'm out.
Never mind. Great question, text line. Who's going to buy me my housewarming gift for an owl for my backyard?
Well, I think you know the answer to that. Do you need an owl?
Severe weather comes through. Well, there are squirrels and, oh my gosh, the
owl doesn't help with squirrels, bro.
Our dog was going crazy. First time with a backyard and could not contain herself with the amount of wildlife in this backyard.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, and all that room to move, you know?
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
And then this morning I got up bright and early and took my certified personal trainer exam. It has been a whirlwind week.
Okay. How did that go?
For me. I passed.
Good.
The overall process is going to be a grievance for me today. We can get to it before the grievances if we want. But, man, was that a cluster. And when you get 4 pages of instructions on how to do something, and then it doesn't go that way at all,
it's
very frustrating. So it's an online proctored exam for the certified personal trainer
online
exam.
Proctologist exam, what'd you say?
Proctored.
Oh, proctored.
So they have some guy in some random place, probably in some other country.
Do you feel like it was a proctologist?
Sitting and watching you, and you have to show them camera views of every angle of the room that you're in, and any clutter within arm's reach needs to be moved out of arm's reach.
So they know you're not cheating?
Yeah. Which makes sense. I understand that aspect of it.
It's fun.
But it was basically a colonoscopy of the room that I was sitting in. And they told me to sign up and get on the system 30 minutes early. So I did. And I didn't start the test until 42 minutes after my scheduled start time.
Why?
It took an hour and 12 minutes. Well, first of all, the guy or gal, I don't know. I was told that I would be talking to someone. So I needed a speaker and a microphone so that we could have a conversation about the process. And it was a chat bot situation where I got a response every 2 minutes. So it would be like, show me this. And so I would take my little webcam and show them the 4 walls of the room. And then I would just sit there for 2 minutes and wait for them to say, okay, thanks. Now show me this. Oh, it was the most.
Wait. Show me what?
I had to show them everything. I had to show them the underside of my desk. My old motorcycle helmet. Okay, fine.
They don't want you to cheat, but where were any questions about being a personal trainer?
I'm confused. That was the frustrating part, is that my exam was supposed to be at 8 o'clock. So I got on at 7:30 so that I could do all the prep stuff to start my exam at 8. And by the way, I'm not allowed to leave the room the second I sign in. I'm not allowed to leave the room, and I'm not allowed to drink anything other than water out of a clear cup.
How do they know it's water?
And so, if it were vodka, that'd be wild. An hour and 10 minutes into this process, the exam finally starts. And by that point, I was just so livid with the whole process. I was like, well, I'm going to flunk it, so I guess I should better look into the cost of a new exam.
But you passed.
But I did. I passed. And my grievance for today, very early in the 2 o'clock hour, grievance is coming up at 5.
You can always bring it back up at 5.
Is 4 pages of instructions and none of those instructions being followed. Not a single one. It was awesome. Yeah, my motorcycle helmet was under my desk, and the proctor, again, some random person, probably in a different country, was like, I noticed there is still an item under your desk. Please remove it. And I'm like, it's a motorcycle helmet. I didn't write notes on the back of my motorcycle
helmet. He doesn't know that.
That's fair. That's fair.
I know we got to get to break. Can I ask one really dumb question?
Sure.
What is it about being a personal trainer that is so high level that you might cheat on it?
Well,
what would you might cheat on?
Exactly. It's not. That's the funny part. And TextLine is backing me up here. The real estate exam, I guess, is the same way. Yeah. They will just do a full colonoscopy of the space that you're in. And in their defense, it did say on the instructions, make sure there is zero clutter in your room. Well, I'm moving. And nobody in this world has a room that's completely empty.
I know, but, and no offense to realtors, and I know I'm going to make some of them mad right now, because I want to be a real, when this company realizes that they made a mistake and fires me someday, I want to get into real estate. But how hard is it to say, here's the master bedroom, primary bedroom?
Well, with real estate, there's a lot of legal jargon. Yeah,
I understand.
Into it, right?
Can we go through that real quick and then get on with our lives?
What blew my mind.
But let me interrupt for 1 second.
Go for it.
There's a lot of legal things that we have to do in broadcasting. Nobody ever gave me a test.
Well, those were all those modules you were supposed to take.
I didn't take them.
What blew my mind is, like, I have a in-depth knowledge about how the body works now. And it specifically states that I cannot diagnose anything because I'm not a doctor. Then why'd I have to learn all this stuff?
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Follow me here. If you guys want to weigh in, you're welcome, of course. As always, it's your show. 913-586-7798. Newborns, defenseless little lambs lacking agency and autonomy, often get stuck with nonsensical names. So is the case of a young child born in Germany whose parents named this young child Richie Rich Putin. Richie Rich Putin.
Like from the movie?
Well, Richie Rich from the movie, Putin for the dictator of Russia.
Yeah.
Adding that labor and delivery nurses at a local birthing center somewhere in Germany had recently deemed this the number one worst name of all time.
I mean, I would agree, unless you decide that you want to name your kid Adolf right about now.
It is a kooky combination of actor Macaulay Culkin's 1990s classic film Richie Rich. I would hazard to call that a classic, but I digress. And the last name of the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. Quoting here. From a cyber whistleblower, I used to think the name laws were more strict in Germany than in other countries. The city will decide whether the name you chose is an actual name or the child will be bullied for it. But apparently, Richie Rich Putin fell through the cracks.
I don't know how.
Says one commenter on social media, do the parents really hate their child that much? Do they think they're being funny? Do they know what they're doing to this kid's future? Said another, that poor child. Can you imagine all the oligarch bootlicking that must go on in his home?
Well, it sounds like they're making fun of them, not supporting the oligarchs.
Does it?
I mean, Richie Rich Putin to me is not an endearing description.
Would you want to go through life with that name, with your parents' political protest?
Richie is a very common, great name. I would definitely not tell anyone that I have three first names and the other two are Rich and Putin. Certainly that would probably come out the first time that I had a substitute teacher.
Sam, what's my full name?
Scott Mayo Parks.
Yours is Sam Oscar Stevie.
It is not.
Oliver.
It is.
One of those weird O names.
eventually, yeah, it would probably come out. And the day he turns 18, he can change it and just go to just Richie.
But I wonder, and here was the what I was going to ask. We have plenty of laws in this country to protect children from the idiocy of their own parents. Child safety seats in the back of cars.
Yeah.
My God. And I'm drawing a blank here, but I mean, there are so many things. If you're driving drunk with kids in the back seat of the car, we're adding charges.
Can't be doing drugs with kids in the house. There is an entire separate charge for that.
Leaving guns unlocked or unsupervised or not in a gun safe with young children in the house.
We are starting to see that charged more and more.
You can be charged for that as well. But in the United States of America, as far as I know, there is no law that prohibits what you can name your child.
Yeah.
And I would make this argument, other than the obvious safety things that we just mentioned with guns in the house, child safety seats in the back of cars, there are few things that you can do that are more dangerous to your child's future than the name you give that child.
And we've talked about this before on this program. At what point does the delivery nurse step in and say, hey, gave you a lot of drugs to have this kid.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Was this agreed upon before you came here?
I know that you may not be thinking clearly right now. And, right. You know, I don't want to step over a line of any kind or cross any boundaries, but are you sure you want to go with Richie Rich Putin? Is it hyphenated? Is this first and middle? All three first? What are we going for here?
A real name here that from a famous person, the daughter of Frank Zappa, Moon Unit Zappa.
Yeah.
Moon Unit.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we have the entire West family, Northwest. There's a little girl out there named, well, now she's probably middle school aged, named Northwest. And we had the story a couple of weeks ago from New Zealand. You can't name your kids things like King, Empress, Princess, Prince.
That's right.
Bishop.
That's correct.
ISIS. I wouldn't do that anyway.
But in Captain. In these United States, we have some really weird names.
Yeah, we do.
And if I'm not mistaken, it is perfectly legal in these United States to name your kid Hitler.
100%. Yeah.
You could name your kid, let's say your last name was Smith, right? You can name your kid Adolf Hitler Smith.
Yeah.
Genghis Khan Smith.
Jesus Christ Smith. To go the other direction with it.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. But
Mussolini
people want to be creative.
Smith.
I mean, we know of people that, you know, their first name is Unique. And I'm not saying that as a descriptor of the name is Unique. That's the actual name. Unique.
We had this discussion about a decade ago. Somebody called in and said that he went to school with a guy named Prendel. There were no vowels. Park.
Reverse,
neutral.
Did
drive.
He become a race car driver?
Whether or not he did or not, it doesn't matter.
But
the,
you know,
the guy's name was Prendel.
Creative with it. Like, I actually like the name Stone.
I do too.
I think that's a great name for a guy. I've never thought of it as a girl, but like Bentley is a great name, even though it's named after a car.
Well, but there was Stone Phillips. He was a news anchor back in the 80s and early 90s.
But are you not thinking about your kids? Future. My mom knew from day one, the day she found out that she was pregnant, and I don't know if I should be happy about this or sad about this. Sorry, Mom. She knew from day one that my initials were going to be SOS. She had no question in her mind SOS was going to be my initials. And it has been a running joke my entire life and one that I have come to own that, yeah, it was a cry for help. And man, did she need it. Because I was a handful.
From the text line, my son went to middle school with a brother and sister. One was named Ebony. One was named Ivory.
I know of somebody who may or may not have held a very important role for a company once. I'm talking C-suite level, whose name was Bobby. B-O-B-B. Bob B.
No.
That was his legal first name.
Bob B?
Bob B.
Bob B.
My name is Bob B.
913-586-7798.
New Zealand also bans Mary Jane, by the way. You cannot name your kids anything in relation to the devil's lettuce.
Really?
Sorry, Mary Jane.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie, my name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ. So the text line is on fire.
Oh, my. I just looked this one up. The most recent text we just got said that there was a governor, I believe, in the state of Texas back in the 1890s.
Okay.
Governor Hogg.
Governor
Hogg.
H-O-G-G. Yeah, but that might be a last name. That's not.
It is a last name.
That's not an unheard of last name. His name was James Stephen Hogg.
Right. But his wife's name.
Mrs. Hogg.
Ima.
No way, you're lying.
His wife's name is Ima. She met a man named Mr. Hogg.
That's not true. I'm looking at it right now. His spouse was Sarah. Oh, no. Children. Oh, Ima Hogg.
Pardon me. He named his daughter.
Ima.
Ima. Ima Hogg.
Well.
From the text line, if you have a name that bad, your parents dislike you, period. Is that true?
I think what happens is that
I mean this with all due respect, but
they're
where
seeking
did Mayo
attention.
Come from?
Beg your pardon?
Where did Mayo
okay,
come from?
All right, and that's fair.
And I mean no disrespect to your father
I
or to your middle name.
I understand, and that's fair. So my middle name is Mayo. My dad's name was Mayo.
Yeah.
His father's name was Mayo. My grandfather's mother's last name was Mayo.
Okay. See, that makes sense. It's a family name that gets passed down. I didn't
Correct.
Know if you came from an ancestral line of people who
Hellman's,
made mayonnaise. I'm not sure.
We are not descendants of the Hellman family, which we were.
Maybe the Best Choice family?
No. But no, this is a true story. When I was born, my mother wanted to name me Mayo B. Parks III. And the B didn't stand for anything.
Right. Like Harry S. Truman.
Harry S. Truman, right. So my dad's name was Mayo B. Parks Jr. And my mom wanted to name me Mayo B. Parks III. And my dad looked at her and said, no way in hell.
If you know the ridicule that I went through,
mm-hmm.
you would never.
So the compromise was that my name would be Scott. I have no idea where that comes from. Middle name Mayo. But my first name could not be Mayo. But here's the thing, though, Sam. Even though my middle name was Mayo, I still got ridiculed for it.
Yeah,
when I was when I was a kid.
People, hold the Mayo.
You know how kids are in middle school. What's your middle name? Isaac, Thomas, William.
What year were you born?
1971. And I believe Scott was one of the more popular names for boys in 1971.
1971 was the most popular year for the name Scott.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I went to school with a lot of Scots.
Where do you rank?
But, you know, my friends would ask me what my middle name was, and I would just say Mayo. I didn't think there was anything weird about it. It was just my name. It was my dad's name. And, oh, my God, if I hear hold the Mayo one more time... One more time.
Okay, we're getting a lot of submissions on the text line that I don't believe this. Guy's last name is B-A-A-L-S.
What?
B-A-A-L-S.
Okay.
First name, Got Harold.
It. Harry.
Yeah.
There was a guy years ago, this is back when we were over at the old building, there was an old hockey player whose last name was B-A-L-L-S, first name Harold, but he went by Harry.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't he?
And he died, it must have been in the late 1990s. He was a former NHL player. And it came over the AP wire that old Mr. B-A-L-L-S had died.
Harry, yeah.
Harry. And we had a news anchor, one of the best I've ever heard in my life, named Larry Molenbrink, for those of you who've been with the station for a while. Larry Molenbrink... and back in those days, the wire printed, right?
Right.
And so the wire's printing at the old building, and Larry goes, oh, my God. And I look back. I mean, I couldn't have been in my mid-20s.
Oh, no.
And I go, What's wrong?
Sorry, keep going. I just found another one.
And Larry goes, well, I just found a story on the AP Wire that I'm not going to be reading on the air. And I go, why? He goes, he rips the paper off from the printer. He hands it to me and he goes, look at the guy's name. And I go, yeah, I don't care if he's the greatest scorer in the NHL. You're not. If he died, he died.
Yeah. NASCAR driver from the 70s, very popular in the 70s. Mr. Trickle. Mr. Richard.
No.
Leroy Trickle.
That's right.
That's a real guy.
Yeah, I know. Catherine in Overland Park, 913-586-7798. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Scott. How are you this afternoon?
We're doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, well, I told Sam that my sister and I, late sister and I, we have two middle names. It's not uncommon coming from parents from Great Britain to have several middle names, you know, related to your family. So my sister's initials were, before she married, M-A-R-S. Marsha, Alice, Roberta, S. You know, I don't want to give her our last name.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't.
Yeah, no. And so and I am K-E-M-S. I was the radio station at Catherine Ellen
nice.
Mary.
Yeah.
So
nice.
When we graduated, nobody knew we had two middle names because no one here in the States has two middle names. But if you're foreign, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
So when we had to go across for graduation, the year my sister graduated, Marsha, Alice, Roberta, blank, you know. And so when I came along, Catherine, Ellen, Mary, blank. So everyone says, where did you get two middle names? And I said, well, ancestors, grandparents, aunts,
yeah,
grandfathers, you know. And so my sister was the Mars, the planet, and I was the radio station.
I'll be darned. I'll be darned.
So it's not surprising, Scott. It really isn't when you have people coming from different countries to have several middle names.
Well,
but when you're on your Social Security card, they only take the first one.
Hmm.
Very common in Hispanic culture as
Thank
well.
You, Catherine.
I had a number of schoolmates that I went to school with. That's where you go to with schoolmates who were of Hispanic descent who had like six middle names.
So I sent out a friend request on Facebook the other day. I don't know if it has been accepted or not. I will look. It was to my old principal in a place far, far away.
Germany.
I didn't say that. Let's see if he's accepted. He has accepted my friend request. My principal's name was Richard Long.
From the text line, 4252. I would be having a word with your cousin if I were you. My cousin just had a baby boy. Named him Casey. Nothing wrong with naming your baby boy Casey. Middle name.
Oh, Casey Star.
Anthony. This little boy's name is Casey Anthony.
Star.
I don't know what the last name is, but Casey Anthony.
Mm.
Yeah. By the way, the United States, I have confirmed, it does not ban a single name.
Yeah, they don't.
However, judges have stepped in many times. So the reason they don't ban names is a kind of a loose argument about freedom of speech. But obviously, that's not the groundwork for why we allow such leniency when it comes to naming, because judges have stepped in. King, Queen, Jesus Christ.
Somebody named their kid Jesus Christ. I thought
they
you were joking
to.
Earlier.
No, they tried to. A judge put their foot down and said, find something else. The Third. They tried to name their kid The Third.
Hmm.
Like The Third Jones?
Well,
I don't know.
And here's one, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this one is local. L-A-A.
LaDasha.
LaDasha. Yeah. That's
there,
right.
I believe that one is local. Your Majesty. One word. Santa Claus was also struck down.
See,
by a judge.
And at this point, you're just being cruel.
Yeah,
I'm being serious. If you name your kid Your Majesty, or Santa Claus, or Adolf Hitler, or whatever, you know, Adolf
Hitler
Smith
is next on the list.
If you name your kid that, you're being cruel. You are hurting your child. You are hurting your child. That they have no chance of ever moving forward in this life.
Messiah.
Again.
Ampersand. and a number that falls between 68 and 70. Someone tried to name their kid that.
Yeah. Which means that you do too much meth or you're just cruel. And you're literally putting your kid behind the eight ball before they even get a chance at life.
Somebody in Mexico tried to name their kid RoboCop. The Mexican state government shot that one down.
Like I've long said, you have to have a license to drive. You do not have to have a license to be a parent.
Is that parenting, though?
Well, it's more the antithesis of parenting. Because as I said just a minute ago, you're hurting your child.
Yeah.
It's abuse.
By the way, Harry Baals, I have confirmed, was the mayor of Fort Wayne, Indiana. That is a real person.
Well, I have no doubt. And Governor Stephen Hogg named his, check that, James Stephen Hogg did name his daughter Ima.
I still can't get over Ima Hogg.
She was the, later became known as the First Lady of Texas. She was a philanthropist, a mental health advocate.
Very successful.
A patron of the arts.
Good.
One of the most respected women in Texas during the 1900s. She was an avid art collector and owned works by Picasso, Klee, and Matisse.
From the text line, I know of someone named Female, but to make it a name,
Famale.
They changed it to Famale.
913-586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed joining us in the 3 o'clock hour of the program here on Dana and Parks. So I did a deep dive on Ima Hogg, and she's not alone, even though she was the daughter of the Texas governor.
Of course.
In the 1800s. And went on to become very philanthropic. Oil was found on her family's plantation. And
wow.
She came into a lot of money.
Good for Ima. Mm-hmm. I'm a rich hog.
Gave a lot of that away. But according to the United States Census, here are some other Imas that have made the list.
Oh, no.
By the way, the word wreck will be R-E-C-K. I'm a wreck. I'm a pain.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a butt. I'm a wiener. I'm a hooker. I'm a nut. And I'm a pig. Tell me these parents didn't know what they were doing when they named their kids Ima.
When was the name Ima even popular, other than the 1890s? Is there anybody out there still named Ima? You do remember when I first started many moons ago.
Okay, simmer down. It was 7 years ago.
We were having a discussion on the air about names similar to this one.
By the way, in 2025, Ima ranks 3,601 among popular female baby names right now.
And I said, yeah, you don't want some old lady name like Beatrice.
Oh, yeah. And Dana's daughter happens to be named Beatrice.
And my shoe tasted very good for the rest of the program that day.
It was a nice rubbery sole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Taste of carpet.
Mm.
Some dirt from the asphalt outside.
Maybe some spit from a quick trip parking
Certainly.
Lot.
Hefty in fecal matter. Yeah.
Pregnant news anchor went into labor while on the air, but decided to carry on with her broadcast. U.S. host Olivia Jackwith, who works for WRGB in New York, was just about to go on the air for her Wednesday morning newscast when water broke.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Olivia Jaquith.
And I'm Julia Dunn. We do have some breaking news this morning. Literally.
Yes.
Olivia's water has broke.
That's right.
And she is anchoring the news now in active labor.
Early labor.
We've been doing the contract. She's now, you know, timing her contractions.
We'll see. I'm going to pay attention.
What, 2 minutes apart?
No. There was one, but it's been a few minutes since then, so we're still in good shape.
Her decision to stay on the desk, by the way.
Look at what it says. Days past due date.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I know. So we're thinking
maybe
today.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and I'll stay on the desk for as long as I possibly can, but if I disappear...
We're so happy for you. She's 2 days overdue, so she wants this baby out. But.
All right, so if my baby does come today, Craig, how's the weather looking?
Okay.
Back to you, Craig. How's the weather? Why is she at work? I really wanted Dana to be here for this one.
Yeah,
she
I know.
Lightens
I know.
Up.
Dear anchor in New York, Jackwith, whatever your first, Olivia Jackwith or whatever.
go home.
You are not as important as you think you are.
Well, we don't have to go that route with it, but...
Well, as far as giving me the news, your water just broke on the air. Go home.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
We don't need the news that bad. You're not the only one who can read it.
Right. I mean, it surely shows some resilience, I guess.
Well, I think it shows more than that. I need to find out where this radio, TV...
New York.
Well, it's New York, but what town? Albany.
It is. There you go.
Okay, so it's a small market TV station.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Olivia Jaquith.
And I'm Julia Dunn. We do have some breaking news
and
this morning.
I mean
morning.
Breaking.
Literally. Yes. Olivia's water has broke.
That's and right.
And she is anchoring the news now in active labor.
Early labor.
It doesn't
early
make you a hero.
I do love how... Early labor. What are we at? We've been timing the contractions. We're at 1 minute. Well, it was 2 minutes. No, we're back down to 1 minute. Go to the hospital, lady.
You have a baby that is ready to come out.
Now, pardon me. I've never had a child, but and I don't remember the specific number from all of the movies and references in pop culture about contractions and when you're supposed to go to the hospital. What is
you're
that?
You're supposed threshold? To go to the hospital when your water breaks.
That's when it was like 3 minutes or something.
I don't know. I remember when Sarah was born, we were at BD's Mongolian Barbecue on 95th Street. And Shonda had gone outside. And so I went with her. And I said, are you okay? And she goes, we need to get to the hospital. My water broke. And I'm like, I mean, at that point, you're like, holy hell. Now, maybe this is like her fifth kid and she's kind of used to it and she knows the deal. This was my first kid. I was scared to death. And Shonda's standing outside on the sidewalk, and she said, my water just broke. We've got to go.
Doesn't it happen pretty quick, though, when it's your fifth kid or whatever? Doesn't the process speed up?
Sam, do I look like I have a uterus? I have no idea. And I've only had two kids.
From the text line, Scott is correct. When the water breaks, go to the hospital.
That's right.
There could be an infection if you wait.
Yeah. And so I remember we were at BD's Mongolian Barbecue, and my mom was there. Obviously, Shonda and I were there. There was somebody else. I can't remember if it was my brother and his wife. And I just remember she got up from the table and walked outside.
Maybe she'll name her kid CBS6.
Why, God? Why?
Well, we had a whole hour about dumb names. Her water broke on the news on CBS.
Commander Jesse Reed is in the house. He joins us in just a moment here on Dana and Parks, filling in today for Dana Wright, who is under the weather.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.